Good morning. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. The reason we're all here today is to announce the formation of a community foundation for the city of Macomb. That's for the benefit of the residents in the city of Macomb. And I did a little research on where the idea for a foundation came from because there seems to be differing viewpoints for how long the idea has been around. And former Mayor Bob Anstein, who's a committee member, told me that the idea came about from a long-range plan that was completed in the 1980s that included Leslie Malpass from Western. And the plan was called Macomb 2000, and it was a vision for where the city would like to be in the year 2000. And it was completed in the 1980s, and the idea to develop a foundation was one that came from that long-range plan. And about a year ago, a series of volunteers, some of which you see here, began meeting. And for the last several months, for about a year, we've been meeting to develop a set of bylaws and a framework for the foundation, where we'd like to go, what kind of a foundation we'd like to have. And as of today, we're here to announce that we're officially opening the foundation and we're officially beginning to accept donations. I want to make sure that everyone knows that this foundation is just getting started. It's in its infancy. We have no projects in mind to fund. We're just, like I said, starting fundraising today. Once the donations begin to come in, we would meet as a board and decide what we would like to fund, have quarterly meetings. And I think that's all I had. I'd like to thank my fellow board members. The list of board members is on the press release that I passed out. And I'll open it up to any questions.
Well, what type of things might you fund? Could you give us some examples? General idea?
General idea.
Well, I think what we've bantered around for the good part of our discussions here is that I don't think we would be looking to have a list of our needs. We would be looking for members of the community, whether those be organized groups or individuals that would come to us with funding requests. And I think that I don't necessarily want to speak for all the board members here, but as a general rule, we have a very broad and open mind as to what those requests might be, and the likelihood that they might be funded would obviously be based on the merit and their position in the community as far as the greater good.
We've applied to be a 501c3. We're waiting response from the state on that, and we have set up a bank account at Mid-America National Bank, and donations can be dropped off there.
As far as fundraising, are you going to have any kind of fundraising events or anything like that, or just taking donations at this time?
We're just accepting donations at this time. We don't have any large events planned. We're just kind of opening the door to let people know we're here and that we're available if they have, it's kind of unusual that Macomb doesn't have a foundation, so a lot of communities around here do. So we're just kind of letting people know that Macomb has one now. And
As a foundation, we're not competing against other people who need money. We're here to really support other organizations that have needs. But a lot of people in giving sometimes don't want to give to a specific cause. They said, we think there might be a lot of things in the community that need it. We want to give it to one group that can look at a broad usage of this, and it's not one usage itself. So I don't mean to compete against other people who are looking from other groups. We want to support them in the needs of the community.
I might add, too, that community foundations such as they have in Moline and Quincy, Peoria, other places, often receive money through wills and trusts also. So it isn't just a question of donations on a current basis, but rather people planning ahead and putting money into their wills and trusts for the community foundation, and sometimes designating those funds for specific purpose, whether it's parks or downtown development or a playground or whatever else is going on. And sometimes they leave money to the community foundation and let the board determine the use of the funds, or designate a specific sphere for the funds, and then let the board go from there. So you have a lot. In other words, there's a lot of flexibility involved in a community foundation situation, both in terms of the ways you receive funds and also the way that they can be handled.
If I might, I think one thing that it's important today is everybody would like to have specifics. I mean, I'm one of those too. And what projects and why are we starting this? But you know, the fact is that it's been talked about for a long time. It was in a plan that the city had commissioned some time ago. Sometimes the toughest thing in creating something is getting it started. I mean, you've got to get it started before you can start developing what it may do, what the value may be, and what projects it may fund. And so this is the first step. You see here that you've got current board members. That doesn't mean that there won't be additional board members. I'm sure there will. It will grow. It'll be a dynamic organization. But there's an opportunity created starting today for people to think about investing in the community. We have a lot of other ways to invest in the community. There's a lot of great organizations. But as was mentioned, you know, many are specific for certain areas. This is more general, and this will grow, continue to grow if we're successful, and I believe in this community. You know, I think we've proven over the years that we have the ability to move things forward, and I think this will end up being a great community asset. So.
Will you be actively soliciting corporations and banks, et cetera, for revenue also?
I think that's in the plan. We have talked about a different variety of fundraising things, like John said, you know, talking to people who develop wills and trusts and let them know that this is an option that's out there and just kind of open up to a broad range.
So this plan has been around for a long time. Jody, how did you come to, I guess, sort of be in charge of this?
Luck of the draw, I guess. I was approached by John Hollis and asked to be on the committee and then was eventually elected chairperson. And we've been meeting for a couple of months to kind of set up, you know, how we want the foundation to function and how we want to be able to accept donations and studying other foundations in the area.
And why did you decide to get involved at this level? I guess, why is this important to you?
There's just not a lot of money out there for projects right now. A lot, you know, cut in state and national funding, and there's a lot of organizations that don't have a direct funding source or projects that people would like to see happen. You know, I hesitate to use specific projects, but in our planning project, we talked about, you know, maybe a trail somewhere. That was just an unspecified trail somewhere that, you know, doesn't have a specified funding source, but there would be, you know, we would be able to help with that.
Hopefully this isn't too much detail, but I assume at some point you'll have some kind of criteria that you're looking for in terms of grant proposals, right?
Right. That's one of the things we're working on developing is outlines for...
Some criteria.
Right.
And secondly, as far as you know, will you only be able to provide funds to other 501c3s, or are you going to...
I think that's one of the planning that we've got to do, but the answer is we can give them to community groups who are necessarily what we call unorganized groups, because the state does recognize that you can have charitable groups that really are unorganized, and if it's a project, I think it's going to be something we really feel benefits the community. But again, we want to oversee that. We want to be sure that it's spent the right way. And so that's one of the things you try to do if you're going to give it to a more unorganized type group. So I think the potential is there because people do these things that aren't necessarily an organized corporation in a sense.
Yeah, that's one of the advantages. Jim's exactly right in that rather than have every group for whatever purpose have to get a 501c3, for example, so that someone can make a tax-deductible contribution You can do it through an umbrella group like your community foundation and then just earmark the funds, and we are a 501c3, so that would take care of that.
Bob, can you talk about the history with the plan, the Macomb 2000 plan, where the idea initially came from?
Yes, the idea came about during a Macomb 2000 planning session from the early 80s. We had 150 people in the community representing the community at large. Came up with about 200 recommendations, and that was one of the recommendations from that. We got a lot of those things done, or the city and community has over the years. It was one of those things that we just never quite got to the top. But I'm excited about it. I think as people look at the community in the future, it's an opportunity for them if they've got extra dollars in an estate or in a family holdings that they would like to leave to the community. I've seen it work well in other communities, and I think it would be a great model for this one.
As a foundation, are you looking to raise a certain amount of money to have in an account and then fund projects through interest earned, or how will this work?
Well, you know, it can depend on the person who gives. You know, sometimes you'll receive a gift in a will or something that says, I give the principal and you can only use earnings off of it. So, and others will say, I want to give this gift and use the entire amount of the principal too. So a lot of it, if we would get a large gift, is going to be driven by what the donor says they want to do with those particular funds. So you usually have a combination of that, and I see both sides of that and the ones I've been involved in. And in doing wills and trusts, people, you know, have their ideas. Do I want to preserve this forever? And others, no, let's just use it. So it's a combination.